How would you describe your team's performance this year?
Competitive, hardworking, outstanding goaltending.
Surprising?
No. Not. It's never surprising when you win. It's not supposed to be.
You know, Brian, just before the show, sitting here with Mac, and he's saying, no Spezza, no Carlson. You lost Anderson for a little while. Hopefully he's back soon.
Regan for a while.
Regan, McCulloch. Brian's not that smart. he got lucky, essentially, is what he's telling me.
You know better than to believe that, right?
Of course. No, I don't think anyone's that smart. No one ever expected that we would lose that caliber player with Cowan and Carlson on the blue line in particular. And I think you see that we don't move the puck quite as well out of our own end as we probably will going forward. We losing Spezza, McCulloch, and Latondra's up front. Peter Regan's back now. Anderson in goal. So it's been a bit trying. And I'm a nervous wreck every game, but we've fortunately so far been able to find a way to compete every night at any rate.
You do get a lot of TV time right now.
I bet you I do.
They're showing you all the time. You look good, though. But
yeah, but if I wasn't so gray, it'd be great.
Listen, Brian, with all the tough situations, there's two guys that really jump out at me that have sort of taken a big step. And, you know, you made the acquisition of Bishop. So, you know, he's only three or so games into this, but you guys knew him coming in. And Mark Methot. I mean, these two guys, to me, have been exceptional when they've had the opportunity.
Well, Mark, first of all, we had to trade Nick Foligno to get him. We liked Nick a lot, thought he had a real good future with the organization. But I had called about Mark Methot two or three times over the last couple of years. We like his compete. We like his size and skating. And he was a perfect fit, we felt, for Erik Karlsson. And now that Erik is out, Erik Condra's come up from the minors, and Mark has kind of taken him under his wing. And the two of them have been more of a shutdown pair than they have been an offensive pair. But a real good acquisition for us, there's no question. And goaltending-wise, we've just been real blessed, really, with having Anderson. And then when he went down, getting Ben Bishop last year, and we've got Leonard waiting in the wings to be a top goaltender in the league. So those are the areas, as we know. Doug, you and I know, going in the past when we had Van Beesbrouck playing in Florida, we had a pretty good hockey team because he'd give you a chance to win every night.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, I'm sure long-term, from the beginning of even last year, there was some sort of blueprint. Based on the success in the playoffs last year and now again this year, especially with the bodies that have gone down, does that alter the blueprint? And perhaps when you get some of the bodies back, not all of them, that you sit there and go, okay, I'm within maybe a move or two here from getting this team into a Stanley Cup final. Why wouldn't I go for it? Why wouldn't I speed up the process?
Well, we're young. Luke Richardson, first of all, had done a real good job in the minors with a group of guys. Our staff, obviously, had scouted pretty well. We're still three first-rounders playing junior hockey that have a chance to play as early as next year. I think there's three or four more kids, at least in Binghamton, that have a chance to be called up if anything further should happen. But we're young, Nick. I think the key role players on our team are still, they're still young people. They compete real hard. They don't score. We don't score very easily. We know that. I guess if we ever thought we were going to get 100% healthy, then the supposition might be that we try to go at the deadline and get somebody. But it doesn't look like that will be the case. I think Carlson and Cowan are probably the season at this point in time. Spaz should be back, but I'm not sure when. So we have to evaluate it on a daily basis more than anything, I guess.
Brian, history has shown in the NHL that teams that win Stanley Cups have 10 or 11 draft picks on their team. Almost every cup winner has had that. We looked the other night. You have 17 drafts playing on this team as of the other night. And guys that, you know, I put a board up the other night, seventh rounders, third rounders, fourth rounders. I mean, it's a little bit unusual to have 17 drafts. I know it's a little bit due to injuries, but that's been some tremendous scouting.
Well, the scouts have done a very good job, led by Pierre Dorion, Tim Murray, and I think that we evaluate and do a good job. But the other part is, a couple of years ago when we made the decision to move guys like Mike Fisher and Chris Kelly, there were very, very difficult decisions to make to let that quality of person go. But we were able to get first-round picks and other picks back. We had three first-rounders that particular year. So the scouts had a chance to really go and work, and they've done that. And the other part that we work very hard at is the player development part, where we have Randy Lee in charge of that, but a variety of people doing a lot of work and daily contact almost with the prospects. And I think when you do that, you send a loud and clear message to the players that you expect a commitment. If they're going to ever be players, we want them to play in this organization. And fortunately for us, some of them have really come up and played well and played hard for us. I think long-term we'll get better as a result of all of this.
Brian, our NHL insider Doug McLean reported the other day that Anderson is not limping anymore. did you leak that to him, by the way?
I don't know that I did. Maybe I did.
I saw him walking down the halls. How I got it.
Can you give us an update on Spezza and the rest of them?
Well, there's McCullough skated today. Mark Stone skated today. Craig Anderson put his skates on and went out for a short skate. He's coming on the trip. We leave this afternoon to play in Boston, Philly, and Islanders, and he's coming on the trip with a chance to play. That's if he can get back in the net now that we got these kids playing. But so he's close. Spez has had a skate. Cowan got approval to do more going forward, Carlson's still on crutches. So we're getting a couple guys somewhat close to getting ready to play.
Is there a chance Spezza could play earlier than anticipated?
We're not anticipating that. We think that if he plays, it'll be mid-April, but we can hope. I know the guys are working real hard with all the injured players, and hopefully we'll get somebody back early, and maybe Jason would be one of them.
You're 5-1 since Erik Karlsson went down. You were very upset the night, and understandably the night that Karlsson was cut. Do you regret anything that you said regarding Matt Cook and what happened there?
I never said anything about Matt Cook. I probably should have. I heard one of the people on a different channel or different station make a comment that that's the way we check in the NHL now. We take guys in and feet come up and that. I don't know. I guess I haven't been in the league long enough to know that has changed in our method of checking. But I was not very happy. I think, as I said to Brendan Shanahan, it doesn't matter to me if he was suspended or not. And it didn't. And I don't care that anything else is done to him. We lost a real good player because of a play that shouldn't happen in our league. I don't think it was intentional. I'm not saying that. I was upset at the time, and I still am, obviously, that we lose a player of the caliber we did the way we lost it.
Brian, hold on. Can I just ask before Mac changes the subject? In terms of, as a general manager now, Brian, do you sit back and say, okay, big picture is how do we avoid this again? It's my understanding that there's some people in your organization that are working on different ways to use Kevlar within actually the hockey sock. Are you aware of this, and are you promoting it to find different ways that this doesn't happen again?
Yes. Ken Villager, one of the people that worked with Mr. Melnyk, is working real hard on this project. We've talked about it in considerable length. We've talked to our trainers about it. Obviously, you want to protect your player any way you possibly can, and that's the project that's going on for us right now.
Brian, I guess, you know, we've talked your deals, we've talked your scouting. I think we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the job that your coaching staff, Paul McLean, Dave Cameron, Mark Reeds, Rick Wamsley, the job they've done holding this together. I know how involved you are in coaching, you know, because you've had a long history of coaching, but you got to be pretty proud of this group.
I'm very proud. I'm very proud of the people they are to start off with. They provided stability. Their people skills are outstanding, and I think any player that's come from another organization or drafted by us are very pleased at the way they're treated here. Paul's been outstanding in tempering anything that might fall apart because of injuries. And when we lost Eric, we said, well, who are we bringing up? And you tell him who we're bringing up, and he just goes to work with that player and gives him a chance to play. So they provided a system that works. They provided a way to play, to survive some nights when we don't play real well with the puck. I think they've done an outstanding job. I know they've done an outstanding
job. So where's this staff different from the Clouston era?
Oh, I don't know that I should go there. Other than I think the people skills, as I mentioned, I think, you know, I had Doug coach with me, and I think one of the strong things that I found out about coaching in this league is if you treat your players with respect, you treat them and make proper demands, they'll play hard for you. And that's what Doug does, and that's what Paul McLean does, and I think he's been outstanding in that area.
Yes, I can speak of that because there was that one time you questioned, I think, me and Ivan Korovey on whether we were sweating enough in practice.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
You have to sweat in practice, too.
Brian took his...
Nick sweated in the dance floor.
No. Brian actually took his glove off and wiped his finger over Ike's forehead and said, not a drop. Did you do that?
By the end of practice, he did that.
But I'll tell you, a guy that sweated a lot for Brian was Rod Langway, and we're not sure why he sweated so much, eh, Brian?
He did a real good job before and after practice.
I won't say anything if you don't.
One quick thing. Bruce Garriott continually writes out that everybody reads his Sunday column. Do you put any credence in that column on Sundays, Brian? Do you follow that, or do you pay attention?
I guess I'm one of the guys that don't read it. I think I get accused of a few things that Bruce writes, but
Brian, you have no idea what you're missing.
I know. Let me assure you, he works real hard. He worries about that column all week. So
he does, doesn't he?
I make a point of I wait for a day or two before I do read it.
Outstanding job, Bus. I know you've been busier than ever this year shuffling guys in and out of that lineup, but really happy with the way the guys have responded.
Thank you.